Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Greetings, fish, friends, and dino flagellates. It's time for another episode of Tales with a Whale. You're listening to your number one host in the ocean, the only marine biologist turned marine podcaster, me, Betty the Blue Whale. The only cetacean with the inspiration to talk about the outrageous oceans and the marvelous marine life that live in it. As always, I'm coming at you from the famous underwater studio here at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean. If you happen to be a regular listener to all the great offerings from Go Kid Go, you might know me as the sometime sidekick on the amazing adventure series Whale of a Tale, starring the elite explorers Xavier and Atlas. Well, now I've got my own show, where we learn about just what it is that goes on beneath the surface of the sea. Joining me in the studio today is the All Clam Jam Band. Let's give them a fin! And also joining us today is Bubbles the Seahorse, coming to us live via our two-way radio. We've talked about what an intrepid reporter she is before this, but this month she's braving the dark depths by being on location all month in the deep ocean. Can you believe it? We learned previously all about the Twilight Zone in the ocean, and this month we will be featuring creatures exclusively from there. Blue whales only dive down to 1,660 feet max, and some of these creatures are found more than 9,000 feet below sea level. So I can't wait to meet all of our new friends. But before we do that, I'd like to start the show with one of my favorite segments, Cetacean Sensation. Do you all at home remember what cetacean means? That's right. Cetacean is a fancy science word for animals like blue whales, porpoises, and dolphins, marine mammals that breathe air through a blowhole. In this segment, we highlight any and all cool facts about them. And today, we're going to talk about how long cetaceans can hold their breath underwater. And the answer is, well, it depends. One of the most popular cetaceans, the bottlenose dolphin, can hold its breath for up to 20 minutes. That means they spend a lot more time closer to the surface of the ocean, and it is why it's so easy to see them frolicking and playing at the surface. Similar-sized cetaceans, like beluga whales, can also hold their breath for roughly 20 minutes. But what about the big guys? You know, like me. Well, blue whales can hold their breath up to 90 minutes. Pretty impressive, right? I mean, it is. But I've got a cousin that has positively shattered the diving record. The Cuvier-beaked whale holds its breath on average for 30 minutes. But in 2014, scientists were stunned to realize that it actually could hold its breath for just over 2 hours. And then they were stunned again in 2020 when they recorded a dive that lasted for 3 hours and 42 minutes. Well, that music means it's time to move on to the main segment of the show. And since it's Monday, that means it's time for another rendition of Sea Creature Feature. Let's see if we can get patched into Bubbles via our two-way radio. Come in, Bubbles.
Reading you loud and clear, Betty. And I've got the lights working on this contraption, so I'll actually be able to see our guest today.
That's right, Bubbles. Why don't you share with our listeners at home exactly how you're traveling to the Twilight Zone? After all, it's way too dark, and the pressure is too much for a seahorse to just swim down there.
Right you are, Betty. And I would never swim this far. I'm 9,000 feet down. Do you know how long I'd have to be swimming on my own to get that far? Ages, I'll tell you what. But no, the famous underwater studio has outfitted me with my very own diving submarine. I've named her the Diving Bell, and she's a real solid gal.
I'm glad you like the sub, Bubbles. Can you see our guest of the day?
Sure can. They're little fish with big eyes, and they're all lit up like the 4th of July.
That's right, Bubbles. You're looking at the lanternfish. The lanternfish is a fascinating specimen from the deep ocean. While many fish in the Twilight Zone can bioluminesce, that is, they can light up due to a special chemical process that happens in their bodies, the lanternfish is unique in that it has an extra row of lights running down its side that flash in unique patterns.
Ooh.
And get this, it's not just a unique pattern for one lanternfish. There are over 246 species of lanternfish, all with their own pattern of flashing lights. Scientists have theorized this means that the light that the lanternfish give off is more than just to confuse predators. It's also for communicating. I bet they're really polite when they speak. The lanternfish are also incredibly migratory, which means they move from one place to another for the purpose of feeding and breeding. But they don't have to go very far to migrate, just up and down. That's right, every night the lanternfish rises from the Twilight Zone to follow its favorite food, zooplankton, up to the Neritic Zone, also known as the coastal ocean. They spend all night feeding on their favorite snack, and then when the sun rises, they dive back down to depths between 1,000 and 4,000 feet. Okay, folks, well, that music means we've come to the end of another show. I'd like to thank the All Clam Jam Band and Bubbles the Seahorse.
Always a pleasure, Betty.
And don't forget, folks, that we've got a lot of amazing content from Go Kid Go to check out. There's always a new show or new adventure dropping, so don't miss out. Just check out all our offerings wherever you get your podcasts. Before we go, I have one last thought for you. Why did the whale cross the road? To get to the other tide. So long, folks, and happy swimming.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.